Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Linda Matheson, and I'm checking on the charge I have from y'all. I'm trying to find out what it's about.
All righty. I'd be more than happy to look into it. Just bear with me just one brief moment, all right? Let's see. That first and last name.
Linda Matheson, M-A-T-H-E-S-O-N.
Yes, ma'am. I see it in that billing address for security purposes, please.
1945 Central Creek Road, Ridgeway, South Carolina, 29130.
Thank you for that information. Yes, ma'am. Reviewing the account shows that that was a contest that was entered to win a Dyson vacuum. Do you recall entering that contest back in October?
October, don't remember. So what was the $39.89 for?
It was for the contest entry for the Dyson vacuum. Could have been like a
I never gave permission from nobody to take any money out of no account.
Yes, ma'am. The information was presented within terms and conditions, so it shows as if it was agreed to before that information was completed.
No, I never agreed to nobody taking any money out of my account.
So, yes, ma'am, that information was verified.
Is that one of those tricky little surveys where you fill out the survey and they say, oh, you've won one of these prizes, enter your, it's only for like $5 or $6 or $9, and then y'all add this extra to it? Because I just got off the phone with something like that. Is that what it is? Because I never authorized y'all to take out $39.99 out of my account.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, I do understand that this was back in October, so I do understand that that could have been a little month where it could have been forgotten. However,
no, it wasn't forgotten. I never authorized. No, why would I authorize in some kind of contest to give y'all $39.99? The only way y'all would have got that is if y'all had a thing saying, oh, you pay this much and you're going to get this.
Right,
I would have never authorized it.
Yes, ma'am. So that's basically what it was. It expressed that you won the Dyson vacuum, and also with that Dyson vacuum, you would be automatically subscribed into the Byte Hub subscription. Now, I do understand that there hasn't been any
trouble. I don't even know what that is. I already called my card holder, and I had to tear that card up, cut that card up, because I had no idea about this charge that y'all charging me. I never authorized y'all to take no $39.99 out of my I stopped doing those things because I kept getting calls about insurance and all this stuff when I entered them, but I did not authorize money to come out of my account, not back out of money. The only way y'all got that, y'all got the card number, is if it was something like I paid 99 cents or I paid $6 and something, and then y'all added this, gave me this prescription I didn't want that I had no idea about. So I've already put it on fraud.
Okay.
So
no,
I
problem.
Want my money back, because it's not right for y'all to do that. That's hidden.
If you
y'all probably had it so small I couldn't read it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do understand that you want to dispute with your banking. You can do that with your bank or your credit card company. However, the account is canceled, and there hasn't been any charges taken out of the account since October.
Well, I haven't. That's the other thing. How did it get canceled? Because I sure as hell didn't call in. I'm sorry about that. But I sure did not call y'all and tell y'all to cancel it, because I didn't realize it was on there.
No,
to
ma'am. I didn't say
no.
It was canceled. I said I'm canceling the account for
right.
you today. So there would be no.
Well, the only way I found out it was on there is because my bank let me know that somebody had taken money out of my account on things I had no idea about. I don't know what this is, and I would not have told y'all to take that money out if I would have known y'all were taking $39 out. I'm on Social Security. I did not give y'all permission to do that. It had to have been a way lower amount that I gave y'all permission, and then y'all added to, what was it, like $6 or something, or $7.99, and then all of a sudden y'all add this to it, because I'd like to have, I want my money.
I do have a cancellation number for you whenever you're ready, ma'am.
Well, when my bank gets in touch with you, are they going to be able to get my $39.89 back?
Those charges on the account is valid.
They're not valid. I had no idea y'all going to take $39.99 out of my account. I had no idea. Now, how much did it all together? Was there another lesser charge on there, too?
No, ma'am.
I'd like
it was
to know
just
it.
One charge of $39.89, ma'am.
There ain't no way I would give y'all $39.99 or authorize it unless there was a lower amount that I paid and then y'all took this out of my account. There ain't no way. So y'all cheated me out of $39.99 by putting small print saying y'all were going to do that, and I had no idea y'all were going to do that. So go ahead and give me that number. They'll get in touch with you because y'all tried to fraud me out of that $39.99. Go ahead.
The cancellation number is going to be C as in Charlie, 919-913-346.
C-919-913-346.
Yes, ma'am. That's your cancellation confirmation. Once again, the account has been canceled. There would be no charges coming out moving forward. I do appreciate.
Well, I guess not. You already got $39.89 from me, which I shouldn't have taken out.
Yes, ma'am. Everything is canceled, and I do appreciate you for
calling.
Yeah,
you have a nice day.
Thank you.